Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 476. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We start things this week with a track from Lisa Marr and the Transmitters. That song is called Salvation, and it's a new song written especially for the band's In the Summer 7-inch. Came out January 11th on Top Drawer Records. All proceeds from that 7-inch benefit Girls Rock Camp, I think, in Vancouver. There are four songs on the 7-inch. That's the new one. The others are a cover of a Fastback song and two covers of Lisa Marr's previous band, Cub, or one of her previous bands. She is up on the altar of indie pop women for me. Boy, Lisa Marr, call me. All right, so I've got music for you this week. Not a whole lot of it. Seven songs, but they're all short. So we'll run right through this one and you can get on with the rest of the things you need to do with your day. This is a new track by Guided by Voices. The song is called The Rally Boys.
Old cold stars in prison bars. Learners, planners, daylight returners. They won't play no love inside. Dynamite girls switch on the radar. They want to serve a machine. That's what she needs. That's what she needs.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 476. In that set, we started things off with Guided by Voices. The song is called The Rallied Boys, and it's on the new album Zeppelin Over China. 32 brand new tracks came out just February 2nd on Robert Pollard's own label. That album is a typical Guided by Voices album. 32 tracks, about four of them are really good songs. The rest are fine, but four really good ones. That one there, I like quite a bit. We then heard from Bob Mould with the song Sunny Love Song. That's on his new album, Sunshine Rock, which came out last Friday, February 8th, on Merge Records. He's based out of Berlin now, abandoning the Midwest for different climes. I don't blame him. It's cold here, and I'd like to be somewhere else as well. It's a good album, nothing that floors me, but Bob Mould on a bad day is better than most people at their best. And then we ended things there with Rat Boys from Chicago. The track is called GL, and it's on the new EP, GL, which stands for Good Luck, kind of a companion piece to their last album, which was Good Night. This one came out last year, and I just missed it, February of 2018 on Top Shelf Records. Glad I picked that one up there. Kind of just odds and sods left over from the album, but they're good songs. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So anyway, more music for you here. We're going to jump into something new from Girlpool. The song is called Pretty.
I remember. You should really call your brother. Someone put up a picture where he can't stand. He's holding on to the table, probably throwing darts, playing cards. Something that he lost made him so mad. Always said it didn't matter. With a pile of filthy coins clenched in his hands, asking strangers to forgive him. But he never told them what it is he did to them that made him feel so bad. Say what you mean and say it now. Don't state your name, that doesn't count. That he was doing better. But notice the final eviction, he just laughs. Always had a sense of humor. Still joking till the bitter end. All those threats he made can't walk them back. In and out of indecision. In and out of any options he once had. Farewell, so long, till the trouble that you made in hate is gone. Say what you mean and say it now. Don't throw a fit, quit acting out.
Seem to be flying through today's podcast. That last track there was from Better Oblivion Community Center. That is the project of Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers, two fantastic songwriters teaming up there. The song is called Service Road. It's on the band's self-titled album, which came out January 24th on Dead Oceans Records. And I think it lives up to the hype. Some really good songs there. You're going to want to listen to that one again and again and find new things each time. And then we started that set off with Girlpool with the song Pretty. The album is called What Chaos is Imaginary. It came out February 1st on Anti Records. That duo became a trio, and this album feels a little different than the previous two, as Cleo has started taking hormones, and his voice has dropped, and it adds a whole new dimension to the band that I really like. I'm putting that one way up there this year, already calling it. Let's see. I got one track left for you, but before I do that, let's get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 476. Maybe last week you listened to podcast 477. I'm not sure how that happened, but this one is 476. Let's see. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a whole lot of things happening, which is usually what happens in the lead up to South by Southwest. On the 12th, Lucy Dacus is at the Bottleneck with Illuminati Hotties playing that show as well, so I would definitely be there. On the 13th, Mr. and the Mrs. have a great show at Record Bar. On the 14th, Fiedler is playing at the Truman. On the 15th, Cursive is at the Bottleneck. On the 16th, FimFest is happening at White Schoolhouse. On the 19th, Face to Face is playing at the Riot Room. I think that's an acoustic set. Not sure what to expect there. On the 26th, Soccer Mommy is coming to the Record Bar. On the 27th, Kurt Vile is at the Truman, or Kiss is at the Sprint Center, or Cherry Glazer is at the Record Bar. Looking into March, on the 1st, we've got Lobby Boxer at the Rhino, or Chess Club is playing at the Replay. On the 3rd, Thelma and the Sleaze are coming back to town at the Riot Room. Elvis Presley is at the Riot Room on the 4th. And then on the 6th, and the Kids are at the Riot Room. The Dentist are coming back to the Replay on the 9th. On the 10th, you've got the Descendants playing at Liberty Hall with Ultimate Fakebook. Rat Boy is coming the 17th at the White Schoolhouse. And the 26th is that Pixies Weezer show at the Sprint Center. And that's all I'm going to share with you for now. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up there. The photos and videos and all that of the Appropriate Grammar, Tim Braun and Julia Bell and Emmeline Twist show are up there. And by the time you hear this, probably the photos and video of the Cuddle Puddle release party with Libations and Employer will be up there as well. Anyway, I've got one track left for you here, and I did not prepare one bit, but here we go. I've picked up another one of those compilations put out by Ace Records. This one's called She Came From Hungary, 1960s Beat Girls from the Eastern Bloc. If you've listened to the podcast regularly, you've heard the ones from, I don't know, Spain maybe, and a UK one, and maybe the, I don't know, I've played a couple of them. Every time I see one of them used, I pick them up. They come in one LP form, which is about 14 tracks for this one, or a 24-track CD version, and download, I assume, as well. The track I'm going to play here is by a band called, or a gal called, Eva Nagby, and I am certainly pronouncing that wrong because my Hungarian doesn't exist. But it was a 1968 single picked up by Ace Records, like I said, for this compilation back in 2018. The name of the track is Ez az Aluso Rendezvous. Who knows? I mean, my Hungarian. Sorry. Anyway, so we're going to end things here this week. A little bit of Freak Beat taking us out. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.